This podcast encourages and empowers you to create your own unique real story, develop your own unique real statement, and discover your own unique real self. The power is yours. Good night, Janine Yanarali. How are you doing on this wonderful, beautiful night?
I'm doing fabulous, but I bet it's a whole lot prettier where you are than where I am at the moment.
It definitely is. I just went to carry out the trash, as the Americans would say, but in Trinidad we say the garbage, right? And it was really cold. And other than that, it's been a beautiful day. But yes, it is beautiful in the Caribbean. What part of the world are you in right now?
In Houston. All Houston, right. Texas, where it's rainy and cold.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
But life is good, so no complaints.
Love it. Well, do tell us which of your talents is responsible for us connecting at this specific time in history.
I'm a good networker, so that's probably the first and foremost thing that happened between us is networking and sharing good conversation and learning about some interesting people.
Love that. So who did you learn that from? Is it someone in your family?
My family is very outgoing, very gregarious. We love people. We love meeting new people. I wouldn't say that we've never met a stranger, but it's very embracing of people wherever. And we all love to travel. And I've been fortunate enough to travel around the world and meet great people in all places. So a learned skill at home and one that's been honed on the road.
Now, other than traveling, like, you sell the things that people travel in, right?
I do. Very good point made.
Tell us more about that, please.
Well, you know, I'm in a subset of the aviation industry which specializes in business jet or private jet aircraft. And it's quite by accident that I found myself in the industry, but I stayed in it because it's so interesting, so dynamic. And I love that in this period in time, in the history of the world, that I can sell a time machine, because that's what an airplane is. It's a time machine.
Love it. Ooh, yeah. Didn't think about that. Yeah, definitely love time machines. Well, it's been pretty intriguing looking a bit into what you do and how you do it. Definitely, it seems to me as though you are a high achiever when I looked at, you know, just interviews that you've done. Who did you learn that from? You know, being able to get in there and go get it.
Well, you know, being an achiever is the end result of a lot of hard work. I would say that, early childhood into early teenage year, well, right on up through going to your first job, the bar is always held a little bit higher. I mean, that was kind of a trait that maybe subconsciously my parents did, and the community I grew up in, that was certainly a driver, as the bar was always held a little bit higher. And, you know, I'm a family, a descendant, a second generation of immigrants, and the only thing we knew was work and work harder and make it better for the next generation.
I think you've done very well, my friend, and I do congratulate you for all of the accolades you've been able to acquire over this time and still remain humble. Yeah, you sound so super cool in this conversation, which is pretty
well. I try to be grounded in the sense that, how do I say it? Whenever I finish a transaction or a deal, I remind myself, like being in Hollywood, you're only as good as your last deal or your last picture. And it's funny because people say, well, are you like rubbing your hands together when the deal closed? I said, no, I forget sometimes that I'm supposed to send an invoice to someone to get paid. I'm having so much fun.
It is important to have so much fun. I think what you're doing and what you've done creates a grand opportunity for you to help others who struggle with things like sales and business, people that struggle with even understanding how to sell naturally. It's just a grand opportunity, be it if you decide to help from that perspective.
Well, it's important to me to help out. It's important to me to give back. I work as a mentor. Well, I shouldn't call it work because I'm glad to help people, young women in particular, who come to me. And the question is always, how did you get to where you are? Now, not everybody is the same and not everybody has the same benefits or opportunities, but you have to make the most of what you're given, and you have to strategically position yourself. And I love that educational part and the advice that's offered to young people, whatever I'm able to dispense to them. And then the other side is the philanthropic part. I mean, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I come from humble folks who worked hard, and I remember that there, but for the grace of God, go I. Mm. And so it was instilled in me to always to help those who are less fortunate.
Love it. Well, do tell us one other thing that you've done consistently over the last 3 years, please.
How about exercise, exercise, exercise? Mm. That kind of deviates from the work, but important to me, one, to stay fit so I can stay productive and to stay mentally sharp and focused. And that's what working out hard does for me.
That's great. How does it make you feel? I mean, looking back from then to now, how does it make you feel?
Hurts while I'm doing it, but I love the aftermath.
Love that. Why would you suggest to someone that's listening that they do that as well? Ensure that within everything, you know, going for the high achievement, that they maintain balance by exercising.
I think balance is important. It's hard to achieve. I mean, it's kind of a myth that there is such a thing as work-life balance. I think you have to decide on what you want to choose to do and what's the most important, and focus on that. When you get comfortable with what's most important, everything else falls into place. But to come back to exercise, let's just say movement is important, whatever it is, whether it's dance or walk or run or go to the gym. Just keep active.
Janine, where's the best place for someone that's listening to connect with you? Someone who may be interested in purchasing a jet.
Oh, yeah? We can manage that. Yeah, well, my website might be the best place to go, paravionltd.com. And there's plenty of ways to find me through that website with contact information, email, phone, and, of course, to survey the aircraft we offer for sale.
Love it. Well, my friend, let's switch gears for a moment. Let me invite you now into my time machine that is surrounded with beautiful, warm, blue Caribbean water. Janine, what is your earliest childhood memory?
The beach, the sea. You know, I'm a Pisces and my family loved the water. And I can have a vision in my mind of a very early day at the beach with my parents and my brother. And yeah. And then horse. A horse would be the next one. I remember being taken to see horses, so that sticks with me.
How old do you think you were in that memory?
The beach was really young. Probably I was 4 or 5 years old. Not sure the horse was more or less the same time. But yeah, I might even been younger with the beach. But since I had my brother there and he's a couple years younger than me, I had to be four.
All right. Well, how do you see that memory connecting to who you are today?
The water is restorative. I love the sound of waves crashing on the beach. And I have to say, I prefer salt water to fresh water for a relaxation. And it's soothing, and it's a pleasant place to run to. So it's my escape from the craziness of the world or my job. And again, I'm a Pisces, you know, and as humans, we're mostly water. So I try to envelope that inner peace and keep everybody calm in chaos.
Love it. If we fast forward to when you were 12, what was your favorite song?
My favorite song at 12. Let me figure that out as far as it was AM radio for sure. That's what was playing. Gosh, it was New York AM radio. Imus was the DJ, but I'm trying to remember what was the Joy to the World. That might have been a year earlier, but I think Joy to the World was still the song.
That's intriguing. Well, I'm glad that you've traveled all over the world and brought your joy to it.
Ah, that's wonderful. I hope so. I hope it made some people happy along the way.
There we go. All right, my friend. Well, we've arrived at our destination, but before we get off of this time machine, there is a small declaration form. So it's like traveling. It's like immigration, yeah? It's yes or no. Are you ready?
Okay.
Janine, have you chosen someone to pass on your skills to?
Not yet. I'm trying to find that right person. No, I guess.
All right. Are you married?
No.
Do you have children?
No.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you have an inner circle of friends?
Oh, yes.
Now, there's someone in the background. I think it's a dog, right?
Oh, yes.
You didn't mention him. I said, do you have children? You said...
I should have said that, yes.
Yes, okay, there we go.
I have two.
Oh, there we go.
And I cannot believe that they've been so good and quiet, and now they woke up.
No, it's cool. We're having a conversation. They're background noises. It's okay, yeah. What about screen time, the phone and the computer? Is it more than 8 hours a day or less than 8?
That's a really good question. I mean, I sit at my desk quite a bit of period of time, but I'd say it's less than 8 hours because when I get on the phone, I tend to get up and walk around, look out the window, talk to people, pet the dog, try not to sit in front of that computer and sit in my chair. The entire 8 hours.
That's wonderful. Well, Janine, if you had to share with us your own unique real statement, a statement that represents who you are, Janine Iannarelli, what would you say that is?
I'm sure some of my friends would sit there and call me a warrior princess, a road warrior, the champion of those who don't have a voice, the influencer. Well, actually, now I'm using other words that were used to describe me. Disruptor, influencer. The other day, someone called me a thought leader. That was the word. So, to encapsulate that into who am I, Janine Iannarelli wears the warrior princess suit when she has to step out into the world to take care of business. But like Margaret Thatcher, I am the iron fist in a velvet glove.
I love that. I am the iron fist in a velvet glove that's bringing joy to the world.
And time machines.
Love it. Janine, this has been a great pleasure, my friend. Before you leave, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
Oh, I think that what I'd like to say is encourage youth in particular to explore the opportunities that exist today in a STEM world, in a world where we need more people in science, technology, engineering, and math, and that the opportunities that abound in my little world, in the aviation industry, are astounding. So if you dream, go to the airport and watch those dreams take off.
Janine Iannarelli, thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones.
Loved it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This segment has been brought to you by Amazel Enterprise.